Hello and welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. Where are you? Luckily, because I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, this is my last full day. I just finished up of school. I have 3 days left, and they're half days next week. So my question to you and to myself is, what are you going to do this summer? What are you going to do to enrich yourself, to relax, to get better, I guess, in your profession, which I'm assuming is phys ed, if you're listening to this? How are you going to get better? What are you going to do? And why? So let's delve into all this stuff. And here we go. All right, PE Nation, that is you. Large Group PE Nation is the Facebook group if you'd like to join, by the way. So I have lots of things to just talk about today, and I don't have really any notes in front of me. I just want to talk about some things that I've been thinking about. First thing is, if you listen to my soccer rant or my team parent rant, we did win. Both my son and daughter won their championship games in soccer. So we had two happy campers. And actually, my son's game, if you listened, was kind of crazy. Semifinal shootout, and some of the coaches, the other coaches, didn't act very appropriately, and even some of the parents. However, guess what happened again? Yes, it went to a shootout again, and there was no recount, no hanging Florida Chads or anything like that. If you're old enough to know what a hanging Chad is, then you're old like me, probably. But just in general, it went really well, and we won. So, you know, looking forward to the summer. And, you know, some of the things I'm going to do, first of all, I want to relax. I need my foot to get better. I've had a real rough year with my foot. I had an injury to it. I think I've talked about a long time ago. My injury came from, like, the warped wall, if you see a Ninja Warrior, at a local kind of jumping place, bouncy place. And I came down hard on it, and it hasn't been the same ever since. And so I'm going to have a procedure done. I need to get better. And that's one thing I'm challenging you or asking you or hoping you will recharge, get better, heal up if you have to like me, and just do what you need to do to stay in shape. So think about the goals you have for the summer. Those are some of mine, and I want to get more specific and actually start getting up even earlier. It's been hard, I'm not going to lie. Getting up early is difficult. I do get up before the rest of my family, which is a good thing, but I usually end up taking care of the dog and the cats and just feeding them, taking the dog for a walk, all that good stuff. And again, I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but I want you to think about your summer. And, you know, I want you, and I want myself, I'm talking to everybody, including myself, to recharge, to get some sleep, but also to keep active and to continue your learning process. You know, what I told the kids today was that, you know, it's like anything. If you don't read all summer, you're going to possibly go backwards in reading a little bit or just not be as sharp as you were. Same thing with math. And I told them if they don't exercise or they don't, you know, drink enough water or they don't eat correctly, I think I mostly talked about, you know, activity, you know, they're going to have a hard time. If they just sit on the couch and play video games all summer, which, trust me, I gotta fight my own children, especially my son, you know, fighting them to keep active. And in Florida, it's hard because it's hot. I mean, it's really, really hot during the summer. It's crazy. I know it's hot all over the United States and many parts of the world, but, you know, it's really hot. I didn't grow up in this kind of heat, and it's hard to keep active. And we talked about strategies of, you know, earlier in the morning or later in the evening and going swimming and even things you can do inside just to keep active. Because if you don't keep active, and I was telling them this, they're going to come back in August and be tired and not want to do anything. And, you know, I told them it's hot no matter what. I can't change the heat. But, you know, it's like anything. If you just lay around the house for two months, you know, your body's going to not be adapted to the heat or not be adapted to exercise and, you know, not be adapted to a lot of things. So, you know, I'm challenging you and myself, PE Nation, to get up off the couch, get fit, rest up, get active, and I want you to have a great summer. And, you know, now I want to talk about some things that I want to do professionally. So those are some of the personal things I want to do. I want to spend time with my family. Of course, that's one of the main things. You know, have fun. We're going on a vacation in July to New York. And, you know, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to go back up there and see friends and family. And, you know, that's where I grew up, kind of near there. Go to see my old college, my alma mater, show the kids that, you know, now my alma mater has Starbucks and all different stuff there. And I did not have that, not even close, when I was there. Things like that. And so those are some of the personal things I'm striving for as far as fitness and activity. Go in the gym. I usually run or walk to the gym. I haven't been running a whole lot lately, but, you know, getting back into biking, I think it'll be great for because my foot is, you know, obviously still not healed. You know, just doing different things to keep active. So that's my kind of my activity thing and family stuff that I want to accomplish this summer. And I'll challenge you to make a list of things you want to do and accomplish and, you know, how you're going to stay active. So those are all sorts of things, I guess. But, you know, think about those things, that what you want to do on a personal level. Now, on a professional level, you know, I want to keep growing and learning. And I do all the time anyway, not just over the summer. But, you know, I don't want to just, I hear some people doing this, like, I'm done. I'm taking off for 2 months. And, you know, I think that's, I know that's well needed. It's needed. But to just take 2 months off completely and, you know, ignore education or ignore what you're going to do, you know, in the coming year, I'm going to challenge you to think differently on that, let's just say. Because, you know, I want to keep getting better. I challenge my students to keep getting better and keep growing and learning. So why not us? I just finished, you know, it's funny. I just started doing Audible because I've been mostly a podcast person and I love podcasts, you know that. But I just got Audible a few months ago and I'm getting a book every month and they give you some free books and things like that. So the book I just got done, I'd say reading, quote unquote, or listening to, is Peak by Anders Ericsson. And I've been wanting to listen to that for a while because it's the book Outliers and some other books on the, I did a podcast a long time ago on the talent books. There's a few talent books out there that I really enjoy. And he talks about, it's based on his research. So it's a really good book called Peak, like I said, if you want to check that out. And I'm going to be talking about that in an upcoming episode, just about deliberate practice and purposeful practice and regular practice, all three types of practices, and why they're important, how you can get better at different things. So that is the book I just finished. Now, I'm not saying you have to just read education books. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to maybe listening to another book that's totally not. It's just a, you know, nice fiction book for the summer. Because, you know, all work and no play makes Dave a dull boy. And I talked about that if you listen to my podcast with Naomi Hartle. You know, I was a nonfiction junkie for a while. And I don't want to say nonfiction junkie. I was a nonfiction snob. Where I wouldn't listen to anything that was fiction, because I want to keep learning. And I do want to keep learning, but there's times when, you know, I just need to take a break. And there's times when I just need to listen to music and not podcast, because that's okay too. It's okay to take a little break, but don't stop learning. Never stop learning. Never stop, you know, improving yourself. So those are some things I'm going to do, and hopefully you will keep that up as well. So now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is to write down your goals for summer and work on them daily. And it could be just self-improvement, home improvement, you know, business. It could be anything. But write down your goals for the summer. Don't just, you know, have 8 weeks off and then look back at, you know, with a week left and say, man, what did I accomplish? I didn't do much. You know, I sat around and watched some TV and caught up on, you know, Game of Thrones or whatever. And, you know, all of a sudden your summer's gone and you're like, man, where'd it go? And then you're back to the grind, hopefully a positive grind of working and teaching. And but then you're kind of behind and, you know, you're like, oh man, I gotta go back. But just stay energized. I've talked before about the app Calm. You know, you could use that for meditation, or, you know, or definitely build in some workouts. You know, take time for podcasts, take time for audiobooks or real books. I don't say real books, but books you read. You know, keep the professional learning going. Engage on Twitter, engage on social media, and just keep the conversation going. Don't be like, you know, the kids I talk about that sit around all summer and don't do anything, and then they come back and they're like, oh man, this is hard. Engage in these things. And I mean, have fun this summer. I'm gonna have some fun, but I also want to keep learning and growing. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So that is my, I guess, summer plan or some of my summer goals. And I'm challenging you to have them as well. Again, write them down, get things done, have fun, but don't stop learning. Never stop learning. Never stop improving. And as always, check out supersizephysed.com for new material, new videos, new podcasts, all that good stuff, PDFs. You guys and girls are awesome. Take care and have a great day. Have a great summer. And here we go.